to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
New Age Industrial is the leading aluminum extruder and fabricator in the United States. On top of manufacturing heavy-duty yet lightweight equipment for various industries, their aluminum products are built to last and carry a lifetime guarantee against rust and corrosion. Their strength is not only in their products, it's the people who take great pride in what they do. Their team has continued to manufacture top-notch aluminum products and maintain the highest level of customer service for over 55 years. Learn more about them at newageindustrial.com.
Remember when you were younger with a vision of your future goals or dreams? Let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Vitamin C is considered one of the biggest immune boosters. Vitamin D is one of the most powerful nutrients for supporting the immune system. And zinc is an essential nutrient in the production of new immune system cells. It can help immune system fight off infection and keep you healthy. As flu season approaches, now is the time to prepare your immune system to fight back. Ask your pharmacist at Moffitt Drug about these and other immune boosting nutrients to help keep you healthy.
Does your insurance company seem a little robotic?
Here at Insurance Corporation, we experience pride in producing plans suitable for 87.023% of the entire population.
When it comes to protecting your future, no one can replace a human. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we sit down with you for a super check and together create a plan that's right for you. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call me, Joy Johnson, your Farm Bureau agent in Norton.
Norton Auto Parts is more than just great service with great parts. They have Traeger grills, spices, and don't forget the all-important pellets in hickory, mesquite, and apple flavors. Traegers turn hardwood fuel into wood-fired creations and ordinary meals into extraordinary opportunities to get together with friends and family. Taste the Traeger difference because your world deserves more flavors. Get it with a new Traeger grill from Norton Auto Parts, located 102 North 2nd Street in downtown Norton.
Back, Caden Dreesen out on the mat now on mat number two as he wrestles Ellie Pittman, a 22-8 wrestler from Baldwin, a junior. As now they circle around, and there's Caden comes in, pops in and out off the edge of the middle of the mat there as Pittman just drives into Dreesen. Dreesen trying to get the inside tie, pops at the head. Pittman of Baldwin. Now Pittman comes up underneath the arms, wants that underhook. Almost the head now of Dreesen. Dreesen trying to circle back out of that as Pittman just keeps driving into her. Now Dreesen will get out of that clutch there. Now Pittman will decide that she wants to change her levels. Now will circle. Caden's doing a nice job circling and popping in and out in there on Pittman. Pittman now just straightens out her arms and drives into Dreesen. Pittman, every one bit of this weight that she's in. Referee in the way here, but Dreesen with that inside tie working around the head. Now, they do have two referees out on the mat watching these first rounds. Wallace, the head ref here in this mat. We're on mat number two, 40 seconds left here in this first period. Dreesen against Pittman. Dreesen, a freshman this year, making her first state appearance at 10-8. Dreesen, 22-8 record as a junior from Baldwin. No shots have been taken, pretty much pommeling on each other's head here as they work off the edge of the middle of the mat. Now, Dreesen comes in, works that inside tie. Pittman keeps her hips back. Dreesen should try a shrug here, but that'll be the end of the first period. 0-0. And it's going to be Dreesen with the choice, and she will defer as she will give Pittman. Pittman will take the down position for the start of the second. If I would watch or advise Cadence, that I would think that she looks like a side roller. Cadence breaks the hips down, working underneath the arms. Good job of getting them hips down on Pittman. Crops at the arm. This is the first Lady J that has been able to make it to the second round. As she's riding a little high up on Pittman, though, but decides to suck back, work up underneath the arms, but Pittman will tripod up. Cadence doing a nice job bringing her back down to her base. Riding up over the hips is Greason now tries to work that power half in there on Pittman. Pittman will get back up to base, reaches back in there for leg. Greason high legs that out so that she can't get the leg. Now works underneath the arms in for wrist ride, drives, puts the backside into the knee into the backside of Pittman, breaks her down off her base. Greason having a heck of a time trying to turn her. Now, Pittman tripods up. Greason, nice job knocking that leg out from underneath. With 59 seconds left here in the second period. 0-0 is our score as Caden Greason in the opening round here against Ellie Pittman of Baldwin, working underneath and trying to work side to side in there. Coach Brockelman, Coach Rowe, giving advice, and they're going to call stalling on Cadence Greason as she wasn't moving side to side enough. One warning in there now on Greason for stalling as they'll come back to the middle. 40 seconds remaining here in this second period, and we're going to have, let's see, false start, but the referee says it's his fault. Now they got caution on Greason because she loaded up too quickly without the referee telling her that she can load up. Now she comes in, able to load up. As Pittman trying to tripod up, gets to her feet, and Greason trying to hold in there on a wizard, but can't hold it any longer as Pittman will take the lead 1-0 as both wrestlers are still on their feet. 20 seconds left here in the second. 1-0 lead for Ellie Pittman of Baldwin over Caden Greason of Norton. Both wrestlers driving into each other. No initial opening takedown by either one of these. Actually, no shot was even taken by either one. And that'll be the end of the second. As Pittman will take the down position for the start of the third. Greason's done a nice job riding her, but just can't turn her. Greason with a warning for stalling. See if she can work side to side, maybe work to the right side every once in a while, just see if she can turn her from that way. As Pittman will tripod up, Greason brings her back down the mat, hooks the ankle, stretches it out. Now Greason will pick up that ankle onto the right side, trying to drive forward into Pittman. Pittman just tripods up. Pittman will get to her feet and turn, push back pressure into Greason, will get the 2-point reversal, making our score 3-0. Now Pittman works that head lever off the left side, tries to hook up the chicken wing, can't get that going in now. She works underneath the arms, a double wrist right on Greason. Greason trying to get up to a base. As Pittman riding a little high, but she'll suck back up underneath the arms, work that tight waist in there on Greason. Greason trying to turn into Pittman as she trails 3-0 with 1 minute remaining in the match. A 3-0 lead for Ellie Pittman of Baldwin. Now Pittman riding on the left side, switches over to the right side. A set out try in there by Greason, can't get it to go as she reaches back for the head now. As she knows that's just in the last seconds of this match, as Pittman rides off that left side, works that head lever, brings her hips down. Greason trying to get back up to her base. 3-0 lead in there for Ellie Pittman of Baldwin. This is the third period, 32 seconds remaining. Greason, well, Pittman will be called, they'll call stalling in there on Greason, and they'll give Pittman one more point. Boy, I tell you what, I don't know. Neither one of them been able to do anything on the top, and here that Greason gets called for stalling and Pittman doesn't get anything other than the point for Greason's second to call. as we're trying to get the scoreboard corrected. Now they make it 5-1. Greason hasn't got scored a point, but it should be 4-0. Oh, okay, this is what they gave Greason 1 point. Oh, one point for technical violation, I believe it was. So it's 3-1 score. Now if Greason get a reversal here in the last 15 seconds of this match, she can tie this up. Now as a Pittman works that head lever, now tries to work a stack move in there on Greason. Now works off with that claw, tries to turn Greason, not going to be able to get that done, and that'll be your final 3-1 win for Ellie Pittman, a Baldwin, over Cadence Greason of Norton Community. So tough loss in there for Cadence, but a great experience and mat time for her at the state tournament, as she will drop back into the consolation side. Let's see if we can bring that her bracket back up here for you. Let me see here. As Cadence drops down to the consolation side, she will take Sim Heiser of Fort Scott, a 24-12 freshman. As Sim Heiser lost to Schweitzer of Bueller, 29-0 senior. So Greason losing by a score of 3-1. Now that should bring up Emma Ballou here. Let's see where she's at on the mat then. Let's see if my screen's all messed up here. Emma will be about 111. Oh, boy. We'll go back to the hub here on Track Wrestling and kind of see if I can get that mat assignments back up here. Don't tell me that she's already wrestled. And I missed it. I missed Emma's match. Let's see if we have at least the results here. Emma Ballou is Sierra Rawson, or McPherson. I didn't see that word. As they don't have the results of Emma's match up here, as I currently missed it. They will be taking a 30-minute break here at Salina, as the Lady Jays going 0-4 as at this time. And I'm not going to be able to get that up here. So the Blue Jays still looking for a score in here for the state championship, as they all, and assuming, I'm not assuming, I just don't know what Emma did at the 235-pound weight class. And we will go back and see if they refresh this for me. And we'll go into Track Wrestling. Emma's bracket back up here for you, and it shows that she hasn't wrestled yet, but they don't have her on there. They haven't refreshed it, so like I said, Lady Jays are 0-4 for this first round. They are going to take a 30-minute break, then they'll wrestle into the championship side, and then they'll take a 10-minute break after that round and then start on the first round of consolation. So we're probably looking closer to 2 o'clock before they will even come close to starting the consolation side. So check in around 2 o'clock. We hope to bring you coverage of the 4321A state championship here in Salina. So reporting for KQNK, I'm Big Miller.
More than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General, producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Your national news hourly. Kansas and Nebraska news and sports every morning, noon, and evening. We've got you covered on KQNK.
judging by your choice of radio stations, you've got great taste.
This is your hometown radio station, KQNK.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a cool boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter.
Body's